Today is the 10th of December. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So I know that I've only been running Heart of Worship twice a week for the past 2 weeks. And that actually hasn't been on purpose. It's because my podcast platform wasn't working and it wasn't allowing me to upload more than the two. So I want to apologize for that. So I'm hoping that this week they fixed it. So we should be back to 5 days a week this week. But yeah, there's nothing you can do when it's technology. There really isn't anything you can do. You kind of just have to smile and be like, okay. But with all that said, we're going to continue from where we left off last Tuesday. And our verse of the day comes from Deuteronomy 18 verse 15. And it says this, family. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like Moses. From among your own brothers, you must listen to him. El Shaddai, who thundered from Mount Sinai and gave your law to your servant Moses. I believe you are still speaking to us today through Jesus. Help us not to only hear his voice, but listen to his message and life and put it into practice today. Gently correct and lead us in the way of obedience so that we may more perfectly glorify you with the worship of our daily life. Through the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And so if you are new to Heart of Worship, welcome, welcome, welcome to Heart of Worship. We welcome you into the family. And here on a Monday, we use our Mondays to thank God for the week past, and we use it to thank God for the week ahead. And so, family, will you just begin to lift up your voice and just begin to thank him. Thank him for our lives. Thank him for our children. Thank him for our fathers. Thank him for our mothers. Thank him for his grace, his mercy, his love. Thank him for his love is new every morning we wake up. Thank him that you got to see another week. Thank him that you got to enter into a new week. Family, just begin to lift up your voice and thank him. Makata raba sindiribu shakata. Iketi bu shandaraba sekiti. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, that no matter how bad our week may have been, no matter how great our week may have been, no matter how up and down our week may have been, we thank you nonetheless, Father God, because you granted us favor to allow us to see another day. You granted us favor to allow us to see another week. And so therefore, Father, we do not take this time on earth for granted. We do not take this time with you for granted. Father God, we thank you for your son. We thank you for the blood. Thank you for your love. We thank you, Makata Raba Sindibu Shakata, Iketiribu Shandaraba Sikiti, Yendiri Shandaraba Sikitiribusha, Brakata Raba Sindiribu Shakata, Iketiribu Shandaraba
Sekete rebo shandara basekete. Ikete rebo shanda. Makatara basende. Mandara basekete rebo. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Oh Lord, we thank you. We glorify you. We glorify you, oh God. We ask you in the name of Jesus to have your way. Come and take your seat. Come and take your seat, oh God. Father God, we invite you into our midst right now. Father God, we want to experience your presence. We want to experience your glory. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father, because we know it is a privilege, Father God, just to be here today and be able to say thank you to you. Father God, we know it is a privilege. Oh God, mandarabasi keterebo shakata, iketerebo shandaraba. And so if you don't have anything to say, if you feel like you don't know how to thank God, just begin to lift up your voice and say, Lord, I thank you.
Because he holds our future.
Ooh, and life is worth a living just because he lives. Yeah. And because I know that he holds our future, and life is worth living just because he. And life is worth living just because he lives, just because he lives, just because he lives.
Yeah, yeah. You know, as we begin to draw closer to the end of the year, I can't help but be thankful for every Monday that we get to do this. I can't help but be thankful because God is literally seeing us through the year. I believe we have 2 or 3 weeks left before we literally say goodbye to 2018 and we enter into 2019. And I know that this year may not have turned out the way some of us have expected, but the fact that you are alive today, you have to give God thanks.
With Jesus I can make it, with him I know I can stand, and no matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can make it, with him I know I can stand, and no matter what has come my way, my life is in your hands.
Some of you literally need to sing that song and say that no matter what may come my way, no matter what circumstances I may face, no matter the trials and tribulation, Father God, I know that my life is in your hands. What safer place to be than in the hands of our Lord Jesus Christ? There is no other place you want to be than in the hands of our Lord.
Our life is in your hands. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands.
For the next 21 days, I want you to believe that every other ground you stand on, every other rock you decide to stand on is sinking sand. But if you stand on the Word of God, if you stand on the Word of God, oh my akataraba sindiaba shakata, oh,
is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, calls me home, here in the love of Christ, I'll stand.
Yeah. I just feel like today God is just reminding you of His love.
Till He returns or calls you home. Here in the blood of Christ, we stand.
No power of hell and no scheme of man could ever pluck you from His hands. And until He returns or He calls you home, know that is in the love of Christ and in His blood you stand. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord.
And so, dear Heavenly Father, help us to never forget that the safety place in a fallen world is to remain in the center of your will. No matter where we are, who we are with, or what circumstances may seem to be looming on the horizon, we pray that we may stay in the center of your perfect will, Yekitibu Shakata, each day of our life, and that we may walk worthy of our calling and live in a way that is pleasing to you. May we learn to walk by faith each moment of the day and not be swayed by sight or feelings or emotions. And may we learn to trust your word more and more each passing day, knowing that without faith it is impossible to please you. For it is our heart's desire that in all we do and say, that we may be pleasing in your sight. Father, help us not to only do what is good and acceptable in your eyes, but help us to speak and think right. Father God, may we live in a right relationship with you, walk humbly before you all the days of our lives, and we pray that we may develop an attitude and a grateful praise and thanksgiving. Help us, Lord, to water all that we say and do with prayer, and may our actions and attitudes be rooted in your love and surrounded by your grace. Oh Lord, we pray that the words of our mouths be pleasing and acceptable to you, that our conversations be always filled of grace and seasoned with salt, and grant us wisdom, we pray, to know how best to answer everyone with whom we come in contact with, in love, but without compromise. This we ask
in your precious name. Amen and amen and amen.
So once again, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Please send me a message and let me know that you are listening in for the first time. If you go to my Instagram page at JC May and just send me a message, I would love to know who is listening. But the biggest thing that is happening here on Heart of Worship is the Call Worship Service, and that is taking place on the 1st of February 2019. I am extremely excited. So if you have not got your tickets, please head over to my Instagram page at JC May and click on the link in the bio. Once tickets are gone, they are gone. But I also have a surprise for you guys on my birthday, which is on Wednesday, and we have another avenue for you to be able to join in with this experience, and because I don't want anybody missing out on this. And so I'm very excited to introduce that on Wednesday, so please stay tuned. But with all that said, family, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, until tomorrow, stay blessed. I love you. Bye.